Capital. This is Stacy.
Hi, Stacy. This is Amy Chu calling from the Bank of Cardiff. How are you?
Good. How are you?
I'm doing well, thanks. I'm calling to just ask if we have an update with Phyto Technology Labs.
Oh, yeah. Currently, we have, like I said, we have that deal in already.
Uh-huh.
On the direct side.
Okay.
And we spoke to them yesterday, and they said they are still working on it and it is still alive.
Okay.
So, I mean, unless, you know, you would get something from the customer saying, you know, we don't want to work with this person anymore or whatever, you know, we have to let them continue to work on it. Because we
okay.
do have current, and we do have, and we don't have an approval yet either. There's still a lot of information. Not even sure we can get an approval yet.
Yeah, I understand.
And we do have a couple of book deals with them currently.
Okay.
They are a current customer, and, you know, those deals came in through our direct site as well. So, you know, as of right now, we're letting them work on it unless, you know, the customer says, you know, we don't want to work with them.
Okay. I understand.
Okay.
Basically, the reason why I ask about this deal is because we have a very senior sales rep who worked with this customer in 2011,
mm-hmm.
and we actually got an approval back then through Access as we originated the deal in 2011. So
okay.
he was just kind of wondering how this got to your direct channel, and I guess wanted to understand the process there. He felt like, I don't know, I guess he felt that we should have had the opportunity to submit this deal again since we originated it. But this was, you know, years before I was even
right.
here.
Yeah,
so
me
I,
too. And I, you know, I have no idea how, I mean, it's not like if we get a deal in, we're going to go back to you guys and say, hey, you know, I mean, we get deals in, we get dual submissions all the time.
Sure.
Two different brokers submit the same deal.
Okay.
So, you know, as far as because you guys booked a deal with us, we wouldn't come back to you guys and say, hey, we got this deal in. Do you guys want it, you know?
Sure.
Even if it was another broker, you know.
Okay.
So I have no idea how they got the deal. That I
mm-hmm.
can't tell you. I don't have a clue, but
okay.
Yeah, I don't know what to
So really, like, it's kind of on the customer then to
mm-hmm.
make that
yeah.
decision on who
mm-hmm.
they want to work
oh,
with?
Oh, definitely, yeah. I mean, it's
okay.
totally up to the customer who they want to work with.
All right, I understand.
So, I mean, and we give, like, when we get the, in the case of a dual submission, we're not going to give either party, we would get, you get the same exact approval as, let's say, we gave them an approval, and they said, oh, we don't want to work with them, we don't like them for whatever reason.
Mm-hmm.
You would get the, we're not going to give either one of you guys a better approval than the other one.
Okay.
And it would be the exact same approval.
Sure. And so, basically, there is no, like, exclusivity to a particular deal just because one source originated
no.
over another. Okay.
Nope.
Okay. That answers my question.
Okay.
I'll let him know and that you guys are, you know, looking at it right now but don't
yeah.
have an approval. Okay.
Yeah, we don't have an approval and I don't know if there's additional information. I mean, it's, with the exposure that we already have, it's going to be pretty high. It's going to be a tough I know when we talked to them yesterday, I think their banks are pretty low. And,
right.
So, you know, I'm not even sure that we are going to approve it. They haven't really even looked at it that close yet.
Mm-hmm.
So just there, I think they've requested some additional information. So they, but the direct sales rep was going to talk to them or he was. Or,
okay.
Like,
all right, Stacy.
Where they're at on it, so.
Sure, no problem.
Okay.
I'll let him know, and
okay.
Yeah, we'll just move forward from here.
Okay, all right.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.